At this time, we have our last testimony of the morning, and Julie Lee will be reading Jana's testimony. And Julie is the mother of Jana, and also Jerry will also be accompanying Julie as well.
This is testimony of Jana Lee. God transformed my heart when I tried so hard to avoid him. I grew up in a Christian family and had a childlike faith and joy in seeking Christ, but I began to push God away by the time I was in middle school. I dreaded Sunday mornings. I avoided fellowship with other people because I never felt like I belonged. When I was 13, my parents sat me down and told me that we would no longer go to our church. I found out that the church I attended was accused of being a cult, and I was deeply hurt by all the abuse I had witnessed. My heart became hardened towards God, and I wanted nothing to do with him. I thought that all institutionalized religion was corrupt, and I was confused if everything I had known was a lie. If Christianity was about my relationship with God, I could just read the Bible on my own and grow by faith by myself. But how sinful it was to think I could treat God as someone I could go to and leave whenever I felt like it. I held this bitterness toward God with me through the beginning of college. It took many trials to break down my wall of pride until all I could do was to draw near to God's grace and love. Broken friendships, the possibility of a terminal illness, and the uncertainty in many situations in my life overwhelmed me. As much as I tried to avoid church, fellowships, and ultimately God, he began to work in my heart. I attended a friendship barbecue during the first week of my third year at UCLA. I predetermined that I would visit for an hour and leave, never to think or even consider religion again. It was a last-ditch effort to revive any faith that I might have had as a child. After that hour passed and I was about to leave, I was encouraged to stay just a little longer. I was hesitant, but I agreed. It was the love of God shown through the people who welcomed me that night that made me decide to seek him once again. I thank God for opening my eyes and softening my heart through the people he placed in my life. He rescued me from my binding sins and healed the deep wounds that have been rooted from my past. I can't explain how happy I am to be baptized this morning. Baptism used to be something that loomed over me. I used to view it as a pass-fail system that needed man's approval for my faith and salvation. I was quiet and never shared my opinions, struggles, or sins because I wanted to appear as perfect as I could in the eyes of others. But what a blessing it is to know that Jesus has already died on the cross to cover my sins so that I may be seen as perfect in the eyes of God. What a joy it is to know that baptism is a happy occasion to praise God for saving everyone, even a sinner like me. And what a privilege it is to dedicate this new life in honor of him. Thank you, God, for being the precious and gracious, loving Father that you are. And I pray that in all I do, you will be glorified.
Jana, do you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead?
I do.
Because of your confession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.